Simon Tesvov, Sif Hey, Im Nikra Minekev Shatitsis Toli Boy Ulamato. That means the Nekev is on the Konof of the Beged, and the Nekev got torn. That means the Nekev extends towards the end of the Beged. Im Nikra Minekev Shatitsis Toli Boy Ulamato goes further down. Im kodam atolas tzitzis lakera, so if the tzitzis were put in, that means when the tzitzis were put in was lamaila mishir agoidul, so it was put in the proper place. And so that's called that the tzitzis were put al kanfei bignayim, it's not considered tachas hakonof, it's not called lamaila min hakonof. The tzitzis were put in properly. So the halacha is, so even though later the nekev got torn, and now the tzitzis perhaps are by the end of the beged, now it's tachas hakonof, but since they were put in before the krav, before it got torn, so there was the whole halacha of kanfei bignayim, and not tachas kanfei, and not L'mayla mikanfei is only said b'shas tahatolos hatzitzis when he puts it in. So he put it in properly, so it's irrelevant that at the present time the tzitzis are mamish towards the end of the beged and are now tachas kanfei bigdayim. So you see tzitzis in kodam atolos tzitzis l'kra. That means when they got torn, the tzitzis were there previously. It's no problem. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah, Minekev. Mayri Mishalei Tfolei. He didn't sew it. He put in the tzitzis when the Nekev was the proper distance from the Konof. And it's torn now. The Kamash Malon. Aval gav deloy nishtaya meloy kesher agudu. Now it comes out, since the hole, there's a krah from the hole towards the end of the beged, so now where the tzitzis are, there's less than a kesher agudu between the tzitzis and the end of the konof. Meshikosav le'el, this halacha that you need it to be al kanfei big name leitachas kanfei, that's pishas asiyah. Fine. So here we're not speaking about sewing at all, because it's not necessary to sew, and we're speaking about he didn't sew, so it's kosher. Now, ve'im yirtza lisper akera, what'll be if he wants to sew it up now, he wants to sew it up that the tzitzis shouldn't slip out in Gansen. Oz, so now we're going to have problems. He's going to sew up, and the tvire is going to be b'mokim, it's going to come out, will be l'mayla mikesher agoidu, will be in the proper place where the tzitzis could be, is Oz. So then we have here Rashi Shita is that one is not permitted to sew a kra, a rip in a beged, b'moke matzitzis, because he might use a chelik of the thread, he might use it for one of the chutim of the tzitzis, and it's possible, it's possible, mina osi. It's possible that wasn't it for Lishmo. So when Yilza Lisper Hakra, if now he wants to sew up the beged, or so now we have a problem with Rashi Shita, that Chazal answered that one should sew in an area which is kosher letzitzis, is us. Im ha-beged shel tzemel, so if the beged that the kra occurred was a woolen beged, so yisperenu b'chutei sharminim, so then he should sew it with other threads of other materials, and that everyone knows that a chut shel shaminim will not tata a beged shel tzemet, that everyone knows. Ben tzorich lahata es atzitzis meyakonov, the lachzer l'tloishu shein is acher shetofar, he doesn't have to take out the tzitzis, given to lay nifsal lakonov. The kodav never became posel. It's everything is kosher miyosh. He wants to sew it up now. So the whole shaila is this sewing might bring a kilkul. He might use the extra thread that's left over from the sewing. We use it as one of the chutei tzitzis. But so that is only. I'd just like to say one thing. There are many halachas that people are aware of, not through learning, no, through observing. That means you'll ask someone where you put the tzitzis, so no, more or less the area where the tzitzis are. So that's why, according to Rashi Shita, if it's Lamaila, Megimel, Gudlin, Megimel, it's boys, there's no problem, because everyone knows you can't put tzitzis there. How does he know? He didn't learn Mishnah Berurah, but he sees how a talus cotton looks. Or another halacha that he knows he never saw titzis mishah minim shepata a beged shel tzema. So memela. So these things he observed. So this he'll never make a mistake and think that this could be kosher for titzis. But this din that achut that's tase v'loy min ha'osui. This din that achuta was nitvo shaloy lishmos posel. This din, he doesn't see. This is, if you know the halacha, you know the halacha. If you don't know the halacha, so you don't know. So therefore, according to Rashi Shita, this is very dangerous. The person is sewing over there in the makim of the tzitzis. He has an extra piece of thread jutting out from the beged, so he can very, without being the big lamdan, these halachas he doesn't know. Tasu leminasi tfilishmo. And then Samela, he could think that I can use this chut for tzitzis. Oh, that's what Mr. Bush is going to speak about in 1 second. Kivin the loy nivsa la kodak. Yeah, so Samela, so he's allowed, he can just sew it up, and there's no problem if it's a beged shel tzema, and he's using other chutim to sew it up. Bima beged who shall shaminim. But if it's a cotton beged, also the tofrei bechutim shomin habeged l'das Rashi. So then you will not be permitted to sew up the rip in with cotton, because then we have the problem. That means he will want to use this chut for one of the chutim, and it's possible. Yeah. The Shem Yishai Bechutin L'Shem Tzitzis. Va'av, now yes, your kash, the Yeshom Tzitzis. What are you afraid of? There's tzitzis here already. We're talking about a case that was tzitzis. Let's look at that. There was a takonis Chazal said that if by sowing b'mokim at tzitzis, a kilku can come out that from the extra thread he might use it for tzitzis, So Chazal said, did not differentiate if he has tzitzis, if he doesn't have tzitzis. This Chazal said that it's also. But look, Bazet, some emailer. So if he has a beged, a cotton beged, and he has a rip which he wants to sew up this rip, so don't take cotton. So take silk, take another material, and that he also knows that only the same mean patas, because this he sees, he can observe this from everyone. The yaisa toiv, and then he says, I'll tell you a better item, shaloi yisparenu b'chut lavon, you should not. And we'll have here another shmira. Besides that it's a different mean, it would be preferable he should sew it up, not with a white thread. Zak bechut tzavua, he should sew it up with a black thread.
שאינוי גנעת הלסס הציצס רק לבונים, the meaning is that we make white tzitzis, from a mailer. So this person, again, who does not know halachas, but he, what he does know is what he observes from other people, so he never saw another person wear having colored tzitzis, so that is in effect. So you don't make tzitzis out of colored, there's no such thing as colored tzitzis. Okay. So far, let us go back to the Lashon of Machaba. So the Mishnah just added on something which theoretically the Machaba wasn't speaking about. So in Nikra, mi Nekev shetzitzis tolibay, there was a kra, there was a rip from the Nekev towards the end of the baggage, ulamato. In kodam atolos tzitzis lekra, so if when he had put in the tzitzis were put in the correct mokim, it was al kanfei b'nei b'deim, na tachas kanfei b'nei, na me'al kanfei b'nei. Shoyse tzitzis ha'yishon b'shah sakra, when it tore, the tzitzis were there already, kosher, period. The Mechaba wasn't speaking about tvira. Mishabu spoke about tvira. Ve'im nikra, v'nishtayir mimenu koshu. Now what is, if from the nekev till the end of the beged, the zakra, v'nishtayir mimenu koshu, usforoi, and then he sewed it together, he sewing it together, v'achakach hitul boi tzitzis. So now we're speaking about a new case. We're speaking about the talus cotton, or the talus cotton, the talus, the way it is now, there's no proper nekev to put the tzitzis in. Let's say that theoretically the nekev should be over here. This would be the proper mokev of the nekev. He has a kra over here. So if we put the tzitzis in here, there's less than a gudel between it, so he can't put it in here. Fine. So he knows, everyone knows that you can't put the tzitzis towards the end of the kama. So he has such a beggar. So he wants to put in tzitzis. He knows he can't put in tzitzis. So before he puts in the tzitzis, he starts sewing up this area. So now it's sewn up, and now he wants to put the tzitzis over here, and this will be in the proper mokim. Now he wants to put it in the right mokim. Okay. So now the Mechaba says, what problems can we be concerned about if he does this? V'imnikra, if it was torn, v'nishtayim imenu koshu, a little bit was left over, usvoroi, and he sewed it up, v'achakach, and afterwards, itul boi tzitzis. So now, like this. So again, we have here a talus cotton, which there could be a possibility that some threads, well, the threads of the tfira will be sticking out. And this person who is not a big London might want to use this thread for one of the chutei atzitzis. So that's Rashi Shita. So Rashi Shita is that if you have a beged shel tzemer, we don't sew with threads shel tzemer, so it was sewn with a different material. We don't have this problem. So in this case, he had a posel in that kiv, the kra was too close to the corner. So he sewed up a beged shel tzemer with cotton, let's say. And he knows that everyone knows that cotton can't pat a beged shel tzemer. Imhu shel tzemer, so according to Rashi, kosher l'kulei alma. Well, because of Kulama, we'll see, I feel according to Ravamum, it's also kosher. But if this is a baggage of Tema and the threads, people did not use threads made out of Tema, so there's no problem whatsoever. Gimu shall minim shederech lisper b'chutin shaloi sermim. But what is, if this is a cotton baggage? This is a cotton baggage. No, a cotton baggage, people sew, they mend with cotton also. So now, is layitpa ledas Rashi. So don't sew this with cotton. because now we have a cheshash. He's going to sew this with cotton, and he knows that cotton tzitzis are kosher for such a beged. It's mina beged, and so memele, and he's sewing with cotton thread, so he might have extra thread, and he might think he can use the extra thread for one of the tzitzis. So memele, so if this talus is made out of cotton, and he's sewing it with cotton thread, and he's sewing it in a mokim where it could be kosher for tzitzis, it's the right area for a talus of tzitzis, is layitpel l'das Rashi. So he shouldn't be tayfel l'das Rashi. But that's according to Rashi. Now, yesterday we had Shitas Rav Amram. Shitas Rav Amram said that if you have a beged that it's less than Gimelot's voice, so it doesn't have a Torah's beged. So sewing it to a beged that has a Torah's beged, the Tvira will not give it a Torah's beged. That's one shita in Rav Amram. Rav Amram says Tvira cannot make from something which does not have a Torah's beged to get a Torah's beged. So therefore, Rav Amram said that, let's say, I want to sew onto a beged material which is less than Gimelot's boys. So Rav Amram says, and I want to put the tzitzis in this material. So Rav Amram said, no, this since it does never Torah's beged, being sewn to a true beged will not give it a Torah's beged if it is less than 3 tefachim. But Rav Amram also said, that's only if I'm taking a piece of material and I want to make it a beged through tefira. So Rav Amram says, tefira cannot make from something which is not a beged to become a beged. But Rav Amram also said, if you have material that is still attached to the beged, was once part of the beged, now we have a nice rip, 9/10 of the material is not mechubar anymore to the beged, but still attached. So Rav Amram holds over there, so it's by sewing it back together, it's not that I'm making from something which is not a beged, I'm making it into a beged through tefira, it's still a beged. Kozman is attached, it's still a beged, so then I can sew it together. So now over here, we were speaking about as follows. We had the nekeb was over here to begin with, and now there's a rip till there's a rip that goes down almost till the end of the beged, but still attached. So I want, and now I want to sew up the rip and put the tzitzis in the proper place. So according to Rav Amram, there's no problem whatsoever because I'm not making from something that is not a beged a beged. It's still a beged to begin with. This was the beged. There's a rip here. They're still attached. So all the halakim on the two sides of the rip are still beged. They never became ice beged since they're attached to the rest of the beged. So according to Rav Amram, there's no problem. That's what he says. According to Rashi, there'll be a problem. But that's the only problem. But according to Rav Amram, there's no problem. So then it's kosher l'kuleyami. That means if I solve the problem of Rashi, I have a beged shel tzema, and I'm sewing it with cotton, so I don't have a problem according to Rashi, and it's kosher l'kuleyami. Let's see the mishpul so far. Kosher l'kuleyami. Dele Rashi, kiven sha beged hu shel tzema. Since the beged is tzema, ein lochesh she yishaya b'chut yisha minim l'shem tzitzis. So you don't sew with woolen threads. You only sew with cotton threads, let's say. So there's nothing to be afraid of that he might think to use the extra thread for tzitzis. Ula Rav Amram, according to Rav Amram, kivud nishtaya koshu. That means it's not a complete rip. It's still the tzdodei hakra are still part of this beged, like this battle mitayres beged. So there's machal no problem. Rav Amram's problem is here not applicable. Aus Kendall yes, I mean she was if a koidem kosher och kim da tos a tzitzus a yachat vil. According to the third day, the whole problem is if you want to sow to a konof, which has tzitzus in it already, but if you just want to sow and then put in tzitzus, there never was a problem. Fine. Now let's go further. Vim hu shel shah minim shedach lispa b'chutim shaloi sayamim. So now, but now the Mechaba says, but let's say a person is a talus cotton of cotton, and the tzitzis theoretically could be cotton. So then, lo yitzpel, so he shouldn't sew the rip with cotton thread, because by using this cotton thread, he might think, oh, I can, the extra thread I can use to be one of the tzitzis. Lo yitzpel, lo saloyba, bo yisay min. That means that we said it's not sema, it's cotton, so don't sew. It means don't sew with cotton. Avo b'mina acher, but if you're going to sew with silk, yesh lahakul, then there's also no problem. V'yaisa toiv, and then he says this, this maila, b'chut savua, chanal, that you should sew together with a chut, that's colored, so then we have here this maila that everyone knows that the tzitzis are usually white, so the maila, he won't come to this mistake. Now, let us go further to Mechaba. And before we see the Mishnah Berurah, we'll try to explain it. V'im nikra usforoi pa'acha kachitul boi tzitzis, ika usfuke. Now, here's a suffix. Now, let us try to explain before we see the Mishnah Berurah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is speaking, the Mechaba is speaking about such a case. I had here my neck, everything was shalom, I slip, and then it ripped. But it ripped all the way down. All the way down. And now, so if I'll put in tzitzis here, I mean, I can't put in tzitzis because the tzitzis, there's nothing here. There's nothing to support the tzitzis. The tzitzis, there's a rip from here to the end. The tzitzis is done. So now let's forget about Rashi Shita. Let's speak about Rav. I mean, according to Rashi, we have our guidelines. It's a beggar shall tema, it's good. It's a beggar shall cotton, so I'll put it silk thread. Okay, Rashi, we know already. According to Rav Amram had said that if you do not have a beged of gimel etzbois or gimel etzbois, let's go again to what Rav Amram said. Rav Amram said that if I take a beged that's less than gimel etzbois and I sew it to a beged that's gimel etzbois, so Rav Amram said, and I want to put the tzitzis in here in this. Chalik of the beggar that I had sewn to the previous beggar. This is not a beggar. It's less than gimel tzvois, not a beggar. And I want to sew this to a beggar. So Rav Amram said, that means that what you want to attach now to the big beggar is not a beggar. It's less than gimel tzvois, it's a beggar. So by sewing it to a big beged, it doesn't become a beged. It doesn't change its entity. Before it wasn't a beged, so it won't become a beged. So I want to put now the tzitzis in this chalik that's not beged. It's not beged. I'm sorry, she can't put it. That was the first day in Rav Amram. Fine. Now, let us talk about, we have here a kra going all the way down. We have a kra going all the way down. So now we can start scratching our heads and having us off. One side we could say as follows. We can say that, well, from here to the end, there's no gimelot's voice of it. There's nothing. I mean, so this area, L'cheira, doesn't have a Teres Beget. This is, I mean, it's the cross all the way down. And Rav Amram said that Tzira cannot make it a Beget. So now L'cheira, from the Nekev to the end of the Beget, it doesn't have a Teres Beget because it's torn. Sewing will not help the situation. So it could be it's no good. Or maybe Rav Amram never spoke about such a case. Rav Amram was speaking about that I want to put tzitzis into a beged I had added, which is less than gimelot's voice. So in order to put tzitzis in this material, it has to have a teres beged. And Rav Amram said, I'm sorry, it doesn't get a teres beged. That's not a teres beged. The tefillah doesn't make it a teres beged. In this case, I have here a kamos. That means this whole area around and around is a kamos. I mean, the kamos didn't come off. I have here a kamos. This is kamsa big day. I have here a problem. Over here, there's a rip. But since the whole kanof is attached to the beged, so they have a rip in the beged. The rip goes all the way to the bottom. That's true. And if I have a rip to the bottom, I can't put tzitzis there. That's also true. But the sewing does not make from not beged a beged. It's a beged right now also. No, this whole kanof is attached to the beged. It's one big beged. There's a rip there. So I'll sew up the rip. The rift did not make anything ice begged. So now, I have a problem. I can't put tzitzis in, so I'll sew it up. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Talk to Mishnah Berurah. Vim nikra, rotzoloima, shenikra kulo minekev atzoif ha-sofa. From the hole to the end of the begged, there's a rift. Lechein ikra l'sfuke. Now we have a sofa. The avim abeged u'shel tzemel. Now, let's speak about all the shaylos. The avim abeged u'shel tzemel yisperen abuchut eshar minid l'rashi bevadei mut. According to Rashi, it's no shal. You have abeged shel tzemel, yisot muskatma. Efe lehochi, efshel l'rav amram posel. Why? The kibin the loyni shtaya koshu, the rip went all the way to the bottom. That means, so if you have an area that's less than gimel al gimel, so sewing does not make it one. So after I sew, it's also command the posik dummy. Maybe it's much better. The Leihakonev who sholem mishneit stodov. It's not called I'm making a konov. You can't make a konov to become a beged if the konov is less than a sheer beged. But here I have a konov. The whole konov is attached to the beged. It's part of the beged. The sole problem is that where I put in the tzitzis is a rip there. So it's not called I have to make it a beged. I just have to fix the rip. So Phil, according to Rav Amram, Rav Amram only said, Tfire cannot make from not beged, beged. But here I hear beged. The whole thing is beged. The whole kamaf is attached to the beged. And the Tfire is only making that I have a place where to put the tzitzis in. Yeah. The kamaf is shown mishneit stodav. Rav Benson is saying, וזהו הסופק של השולחן אורך, זהו את הסופק של השולחן אורך. פיים בתאשי החילוק, ופויסק דאין כאן סופק, בתאס הולד אז בכלל נו סופק, if you, according to Rav Amram, if you sew it and put it in this later, אפילו in the case, we tied sewed a con of to the rest of the beggar. The לכול העלמים היטל ביציצס לאחת פיר בקושר. ומכל מוקים, okay, so you have the Taz, but you have a Machaba. The Machaba says that there's a Sofik. So what should one do? So he says, Mikombokim, don't rely on the Taz. Yaisatayim, let's go with the Machaba. Yaisatayim, Sheyira Koydem Atvire, Losei Stacha Sakonav Chatiches Beged Shal Sholish Shal Sholish. So put a beged that Sholosh has the boys, Sholosh has boys underneath, or sew that together. So now I have here a beged of Sholosh has Sholosh, and the Yotzi Dekel. Vimev Sholoi, Yesh Lokol Ketaz, the Belav Hochi Kasam Esif Kodem Tazor Das Achenet, the Tvira Machshib Chibur, Amoy Lapanikir HaKonet, Megamri Min Kaima, to put it in Tzitzis later. Sivov, Atoifer Chatichas Beged, Bekanfei Atalas. a person, like by our knofes, we put a baguette underneath the knafayim to strengthen the knafayim. V'chein ma she'noigim litva soviv ha'nekev she'atzitzis boy. So we do two things, and both of us we do. That means we want that the knaf should have more strength and support, so we sew on a lining to the knaf, number one. And number two, the hole, we want to make sure that the hole should not get bigger, so we make a sofa around the hole, so we sew around the hole that the hole should be strong. So we're doing, but we are sewing in an area which is a mokim of Atolah Sitzis. We're sewing this. So now, back in the country, so if you are sewing this patch, or you are strengthening the nekev with the same material that the begad is, that means if so, if you are sewing in this area, the second halacha is that you're by the neck of the area of the hechsher atzitzis. So we have in Rashi Shita that he might go and use the extra thread for tzitzis. Hagav odin b'chol mokim she'tayve b'chut she'min tzitzis. If the chut is the same in tzitzis, shin shabika chay shechut v'chut tzitzis. Now let us see Rashi. Shomeshi, that means shomeshi. Dimu shel tzemek v'aniz v'adim lochesh klal, because people know that you can't use chutim shomeshi v'beget shel tzemek. V'imotzei tviza avtoich gibo. V'chut meshi. V'odin metal shel shalmin it's cotton. You saw what cotton to it. דווקא בחוט מייסה מין גוף, אלא נפוסה, אבל בחוט ממנחה יש לו אוקטו. דבר זה יכולית לרעיס איכות רציצוס, ראי נפויצה רבמינה, and then he knows that tzitzus can only be made from the same level. ואם הוא צבוע, גם כן אין לו חש כלל, of color thread, שהם יכחן לו tzitzus, they know no idea what is tzitzus to him, so this time our orets will never use this for tzitzus, כמו שכוסבנו, שעוד כוסו שמתסו זה. Lamata Megimel, the Shamo Mokim Atzitzis. So then we have a problem. Al Shetril Lamayla Megimel, Lamata Mekesha Gudle, Locha Shikehanu Atzitzis, Kmai Shikosu Sintiadav. Some of the Nekib also lead to the Chutlovim. Please, the Shlona Shem Shal Tzen, and the Hakbi Klau Kenal. Chomokim, the Lotzloim, and Nikram Nishtam, and the Kosher, Chai Gav, and the Mulul of the Sifei. So now the Dirsha brings down a very, very pertinent question. Now, the people who buy cotton, talesim ktanim, the Baltic, the Mohut, the Kosha, the Kabi, the Mitzvahina, the Mohabi, the Kabi, the Rabon, fine. Let's not go into that. Here's how it goes. Now, let us examine the whole of this cotton bagging. So it's, they strengthen the whole, they sold around the whole. Now, let us go to the manufacturer and ask him, what thread did you use to sew up the hole, to strengthen the hole? He could very well say cotton. Could be, he says it. If you look at the bag, the summer looks like cotton also. So I'll upon him, so now we start scratching our heads and say, oy vey, this is Shem and Shemayim. That means, what are we doing now? So according to Rashi, this is possible. There was a gzeri. You are putting, this is mamish going from the Franklin into the fire. Mamish, the mokim ha-nekev. You're sewing around the nekev, and mamish had extra thread, and you say, mamish ha-shgocha protes, mamish, I was short in threads, I'm putting in cotton. This is, and I was short in thread. Baruch Hashem, I have some extra thread. Ragle Chassid of Yishmael. And this is the chash. This is the chash that Rashi was afraid of. So Khan, Shoyal Aben, all those who wear cotton tzitzis, we have to find out what material they use to strengthen the neket. So the dirshu brings down the sa'ore. He brings down from Rabbi Yom Silber. It's bitter. So he says, but al kaponim, he says, the soimach anakula of the Oruch HaShulchan, which we did not have till now, but Oruch HaShulchan says that since Bizmanenu, the tzitzis are tzemer, I mean, halachically, you have a beged shall cotton, you put in cotton tzitzis, and it's good l'chol adayis, it's good, but Lamaisa, we're talking about this Amma, we're afraid of this Amma Oretz, who doesn't know halachas, but he's observant, he sees what everyone else is using. So Al Kaponim, he never saw in his life cotton tzitzis on a cotton baguette. Perhaps he never saw it. Everyone puts in tzitzis shel tzema on a cotton baguette. So Memele, so with this, we just took away a whole season Shulchan Aruch. I mean, we can say that we're afraid, according to Rashi Shita, if the kvira is the same material of the beged, so we're afraid he might use it for the tzitzis alone. The Chashulchan came up. He said, but since Bizmanenu, no one makes tzitzis out of cotton. And they all make tzitzis out of tzema. So Bizmanenu, I have nothing to be afraid of that this person will use this chut of cotton for tzitzis because who? What? Sure. All of them. Except you have something, maybe you have a modern palace that's made out of rain, the McRaeans, and Abba Kapon Marendoch Namal. I never saw someone with cotton tzitzis in my life. What? No, cotton and wool, Mr. Tama, is somehow can differentiate. Okay, let's go over the Samir de Kiku, but it's not kosher. This is Soimach and the Oruch HaShulchan. That means we just made a way. Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch was that Soimach on that. The Shulchan Aruch made a whole Eisek. You now to put from the same mean. That's what says calling Shulchan Aruch. Now to strengthen the neck in with the same mean. Let us start to see Tezai. Shir Talas Shechayir Betzitzis. Now what is the minimum shir of a Talas Kotten? She's Kase Bo Boirech Uboreichet Roishay Verubay Shelkot. We're talking about Hamisarlech Levadai Beshuk Beinei Tzorech Achal Shomer. So we're speaking about a small child. He's a cotton. That and how old is he? So the Mechaber is giving us a vague description that he could walk now in the street. We're not talking about Times Square. We're talking about he let him out in the street. And such a child with his dimensions, so if I'll take a beged, and the beged will cover Roishay Verubay, so Roishay Verubay later will speak about dimensions, so that is already a chshivus of a beged, and it's chai, so if a godol will wear it, this gives it a chshivus of a beged. Now, so Verubay shall cotton. Yeah. So from the Machaber would seem, as long as it has these dimensions, I don't have to look if someone would wear this alone or a person. This is called beged. It's called beged. Now the Ramah says, V'os chayu betitzis, then it's chayu betitzis, but now, the Ramah put in L'chayre another condition. That's not enough. You need also that a Godel, now Godel means he's 13 years old, So with a 13-year-old, before we just gave dimensions, we didn't say about the cotton, we measure, these dimensions, it's kosher, whatever these dimensions are. Now the Ramah says, no, we have to have something else also. We'll have a bar mitzvah boy, which is a godel, and would he be embarrassed to stand by the Pesach Beisah? He doesn't have to go out to the street. Will be embarrassed to stand by Pesach Beisah wearing this beged. Now, there's two shilas over here. If he'll be embarrassed because he's in Harlem and he's wearing tzitzis and those, we're not talking about that. That's irrelevant. We're talking about he'd be embarrassed to stand over here because he feels the beged is too short to cover his body. That means, even though halachically it is a tailor's beged, but he'd feel embarrassed even to stand, a 13-year-old boy, to stand by the door and people will see him wearing such a beged that's covering his body. So he'd feel embarrassed for this. So then that also makes it a nice beged. But if we have these two factors, number one, it's Roshi Merubi Shal Kotna. Number two, a bar mitzvah bocher would not be embarrassed to wearing it. So that is a Tzitzis beged and Chayav Tzitzis. Oh, shkodeh.